If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Thank you for clarifying that. There's a question that emerged for me around hearing God's voice and discerning that from our own personal intuition. Some of us may have a relationship with our intuition. Are they one and the same? Are they different? What is the difference? What is the similarities? Where does intuition lie in and around God talk?
I think intuition can be a demonstration of divine intervention. But I think it would be a mistake for us to assume that every single solitary experience of intuition is, you know, what I'm calling in my world a conversation with God. It's like I mentioned something about that earlier. So, you know, I pay attention to my intuition and almost always follow it. But if my intuition somehow is bringing me some kind of negative energetic, I rarely pay attention to that. Because conversations with God, in my experience, are never negative, but always positive and healing and opening us to our awareness, not opening us to our fear.
I think that's really important to be aware of. Thank you. And you also mentioned just a couple of moments ago this deep knowing. And it's been a deep fascination of mine, this deep knowing, because as a coach for helping people live spiritually aligned lives, many people come to coaching and they can't really articulate why they know a certain thing, but deeper than their bones, they tend to know that they're meant to do such and such, or they're meant to experience such and such in their lifetime. And there's this quality of deep knowing that I've come to learn runs deeper than intuition in my humble awareness perspective of things. And I heard you use the term just before as well. Can you just share a little bit around your awareness of this deep knowing, as you called it, as well?
Well, I echo your own experience, Amrit. I think I agree with you. All I can do now is say what you said in different words. I think that people do frequently experience a level of knowing that defies logic, defies previous experience. They can't say, oh, I know this because it happened before. It may be something that's never happened ever in their lives. It may be something about which they literally have no knowledge, but they have a knowing deep in their, as you say, deep in their bones, deep in their body, deep in their self about something. I hate to use such a trite example, but I'm going to use it to make a point. When my wife walked into the room for the very first time as a strange lady that I didn't ever have any awareness of. She was brought to my home by a friend. We were having an evening gathering at my house. I invited my friends and told them, you know, bring along anybody you think might enjoy joining us for an evening of fun at my house. It was a kind of a family gathering. So in the larger sense of a universal family of friends. So this guy came over with his girlfriend. I took one look at her and I had a deep knowing. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble here.
I would ask you to keep a PG from this point. Sorry.
And what's interesting is, what's fascinating is that later on in our friendship, she told me she had the exact same feeling.
Wow.
Here she's brought to my home by another guy, but she said that she took a look at me. She didn't have a committed relationship with the other guy. They weren't married or engaged or anything. They were just pals, palling around. But she still was with him. She felt a little bit strange that she's becoming with him and suddenly felt upon first sight that she knew we were supposed to be together. And we discussed it later. We talked about how that happened, how we both felt that way. Neither one of us, of course, said anything to the other. We didn't jump out of our chair and say, oh my God. But we both felt it strongly. And we followed that energetic and found our way to each other without hurting anybody else in the process. We simply found our way to each other. And after knowing each other for a week, we were together, you know, as friends, really, I would say close, intimate friends. We had become intimate, but we only knew each other for a week. And we were off to a play. We were going to see a play. I invited her to see a show that I thought she might enjoy seeing. And so we were driving there. We had dinner. We were going to go to dinner and a show. In the car on the way to the theater, she just turned to me from the passenger seat and said, I think we should be married.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
She proposed to you.
And I looked at her and I said, you don't want to say that to me twice. She said, no, I'm serious. I think we should be married. We like the same food. We like the same music. We like the same kind of theater. We like the same books. You know, we're good together intimately. Everything works out. We have the same philosophy. We have the same ideas. I think we should be married.
In only a week's time than being physically together, yeah.
And I looked at her and I put my hand across the front seat of the car and I said, done. And shook her hand. And we flew off to Las Vegas 2 days later, where you can get a marriage license with no waiting period, went to a wedding chapel, and came out as man and wife. That was 16 years ago. And I was not a young man. I was 63 years old. I remember my age specifically because I used to sing to her the Beatles song, "Will You Love Me When I'm 64?
She so unequivocally said yes, by the way, for those tuning in.
So there's such a thing as a deep knowing. And when I have that kind of a deep knowing, I have that same deep knowing, by the way, about God. I believe, A, that God exists. B, that God talks to all of us all the time from within each of us by causing us to get in touch with our own deepest wisdom, the wisdom within. And I have a deep knowing that when I leave this particular incarnation, I will return to God. And I'll return to my heavenly home, to all of our heavenly home. And I'm only hoping that I've lived my life in such a way that God will say, "Good and faithful servant. Well done." There is no such place as hell. Damnation does not exist in the afterlife, despite the proclamations of most of the world's 4,000 religions, or 2,000, or whatever there is. But I believe that we are all invited to continue the journey of the soul, lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, in a process that I loosely call evolution. And then at some point, we evolve to the level where we return to physical life as what you and I would call a master. Moses, Muhammad, Buddha, Mother Mary, Mother Teresa, Julian of Norwich, Teresa of Avila, Joan of Arc. People who simply move through life in such a way that allows them to demonstrate who we all really are. I could, of course, be wrong about all of this, but I don't think so.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.